Hi, this is Krishna Day of BizGrowthNews.com, and I'm thrilled to have the opportunity to bring to you today in the podcast a conversation all about joint ventures. And the person I am here with is Kerwin Ray, who you might be aware has been in Ireland a few times this year, but I'm meeting up with him in an interlude here at the Horizon Speakers event. And he's just been rocking. I don't often say that, as you know, if you listen to my podcast. He's just been rocking the room. It's been amazing talking about some suggestions on joint ventures. Now, in the current economy, I know people are looking at new ways to actually partner up with people, but why not talk to Kerwin? Kerwin, let's firstly say thank you, but also, what's your definition of joint ventures? Because I know you were going through that with a room which was absolutely completely packed.
Thank you for having me here first and foremost. But look, what a joint venture really is, and you know, a joint venture can be a number of things, but to make it really simple for people to comprehend, it's two businesses independent of each other who come together, or two or more people that come together for mutual benefit. And as you heard me say, and I stress the word mutual benefit, because a lot of people, when they're approaching someone to look at doing a joint venture, you know, they're often leading the conversation with what they want rather than what they can offer. And that's where, you know, when you understand it's all about mutual benefit, or about two people coming together so that they can both benefit from the situation, you know, that's probably the best way to describe it.
I know, because I'm pretty active on the web, I get pitched a lot.
Yeah.
And it's often from the, as you said, the person who's coming to you with their mindset, as in, you know, can you help us get the word out about this for free?
Perhaps. Exactly.
Will you tweet this out? Yeah. Will you send this to your email list? Will you put this onto your blog? You're very active on the web as well.
Absolutely.
So how do you respond when somebody comes to you with that kind of, you know, here's a PR agency or a marketing person comes along and says, you know, oh, Kerwin, will you just send this out to your mailing list?
Oh, I just delete it. It's that simple. Like, when I first started in business, you know, maybe 10 years ago, when I had time to respond to emails and say, oh, look, you know, I'm not really interested. You know, if someone approaches me and it's all about them and I can see it, I know immediately that when this relationship moves forward, if it was to move forward, that would be very self-centered, very focused on, and there's nothing wrong with them being focused on themselves, but in order for them to approach a deal for me to find it attractive and compelling, they've got to, you know, they've got to hit my hot buttons. So now, and I probably get maybe 10 to 20 emails a week from people on Facebook or, you know, on email or the website saying, look, I'd love to do a joint venture with you. I think you can make me money, make me famous, all these bits and pieces. And I just delete them now. You know, the only ones that I will respond to are the ones that are the people that listen to what I say and approach me based on how I teach people to approach. And you know, because I want to reward, you know, people who listen, and reward common sense. You know, otherwise it's just hit the delete button.
Now, we're going to make sure that this stays the best kept secret. Yeah. We're not going to tell anybody this.
Don't tell anyone this.
Okay, this next bit, nobody will listen to this bit.
Yeah.
But let's just look at your thoughts. And, you know, let's take it from your mindset. And you're there and you're receiving this, you're traveling the world, delivering all these events all over the world. I'm sure you've got an assistant who looks at things. What are the things that get through to you? What are the things that actually make you say, okay, yeah, that looks like something I want to explore a little further? So what would be the kind of little things that people would do to actually move it forward?
Look, probably two things. Number one is when they approach me with, you know, my values, not their values, so in terms of what they can offer me. Because I'm just like every other very, you know, highly successful individual. I'm always on the lookout for how I can make my business better and add value to other people's lives. But it's always about adding value to my business first so that I can help other people. You know, it's often the example I use, or the metaphor is, you know, if you're in a plane and the plane decompresses, first thing you do is you put on your own mask before you put on anyone else's. Because if you pass out before you've put your own mask on, you can't help anyone else. And, you know, I'm very philanthropic with what I do. So as a result, I've become very focused on modeling what the wealthiest people do. And the wealthiest people focus on themselves first so they can help other people. So if someone approaches me with my values in mind, with some kind of an angle where they, you know, where it's clear that they've done their research. And because I'm like everyone else. I've got an ego, you know, but it's probably something I've done my best to try and dissolve, but I've still got one. And when people approach me based on research that they've done, and, you know, appeal to not just my commercial values but my social values, you know, I find that intriguing. And also short communication. I'm not into, if someone sends me a big waffling letter, you know, I love getting fan mail like anyone would, but, you know, oftentimes if someone's proposing a deal for me, I will look at how they communicate with me as to whether or not I could work with this person. So if they can communicate in a short, precise and accurate manner, then it says to me that we could probably work well together, because we're not going to have all these conversations that end up being, I'm sure you've been in the situation yourself. I know I have this situation a couple of times a week where I'm having a conversation with someone and the conversation goes for 15 minutes when you know the conversation could have been over in 3 minutes. The person just waffles due to whatever their insecurities or problems or whatever that's going on in their own head, thinking that they need to fluff up what they're trying to say. Whereas for me, I don't value fluff. I value concise, short, sharp conversations that have meaning, that go somewhere. And that's something that I react to very well. And all my clients know this, and it's kind of funny. Like, I dictate to my clients how to communicate with me, which is, you know, no more than one A4 page and bullet points. So, you know, and no more than two lines to a bullet point. And if a client sends to me, you know, five paragraphs, you know, 10 lines each, I'll just send it back and say, one page, bullet points, send it to me when you're ready.
It's really about understanding the person that you're going to be working with, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Understanding their style, because that's your style, and then somebody else will have a very different style.
Absolutely.
And so on and so forth.
Absolutely.
So let's turn the tables. You had a brilliant 7-point model for joint ventures.
Yep.
Just let our listeners hear a couple of thoughts. So if you were actively going out there, or for your clients looking to find joint venture partnerships, give us a couple of big ideas that we could go away and work with today if you can.
Oh, absolutely. Look, the first thing is to really know who your market is. You know, before I look at doing any joint venture for anyone, I always profile their client or their database and look at, you know, what are the current spending habits of their best clients. And, you know, for example, with the one example I used, you know, I had one client, we profiled the spending habits of their best buyers. We identified that 85% drove a European car, which is BMW, Mercedes or Audi. So we approached BMW, Mercedes or Audi with an offer for their clients that would generate value for BMW, Mercedes and Audi, but also drive business into the salon as well. So, you know, number one would be identifying, you know, who the people are. Because if you know who the clients are that you want, then all you've really got to do is identify the businesses that have already invested the money, that have already invested the time and ad capital and human resource capital to acquire those customers. And then you can come in and piggyback and get access to that, you know, very, very valuable multi-million dollar resource in some cases for nothing, just for the cost of a relationship.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for being able to spend a little bit of time with us here today.
Yeah.
Remind people how people can get in touch with you. And I also, you know, you, if you can, will you tell people about this great resource you have? Because I was doing my research about you beforehand and I came across a resource you've got about joint ventures online.
Absolutely. Like, people can come to our website at kerwinrae.com, which is KERWINRAE.com. And, you know, I give away my two best-selling products for free now, which is How to Make a Million with Joint Ventures and the Joint Venture Implementation Playbook. So I basically tell people how to do it step by step, give them the letters, templates, everything. So your readers are more than welcome, and your listeners are more than welcome to drop by and grab
And them. Giving away things for free, that's another one that's
absolutely
that's really important for both
Definitely.
Of us.
Yeah.
One of the things that's strong in my heart too,
yeah.
And I just wish we had a little bit longer with you, and hopefully we'll hear about the next time you're going to be in Ireland as well.
That'd be fantastic.
But get on over to kerwinrae.com. This is Krishna Day signing off. Almost a rhyme there, Kerwin Ray and Krishna Day. Hey, we're joint venturing.
We're joint venturing linguistically with names already. That's awesome.
And you'll find me online at bizgrowthnews.com or marketingmentor, facebook.com/marketingmentor. Thanks again, Kerwin.
Thanks, Krishna.